This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here at a very cloudy Dallas, Texas, in a very noisy area because we're right next to a little private airfield. So if you hear the airplanes buzzing around, think nothing of it. We're just going to keep powering right through it. Hey, my guest here today is none other than Sandy Smith, one of the Musketeers Me. And Sandy, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
What is your title at Musketeers Me, PHP Architect, whatever y'all call it?
Nominally, my title is CEO, and that literally is because I was too slow to put my finger to my nose when they decided we were sitting around literally in a bar, having just come from the lawyers where we'd drawn up the contracts, and it's like, you know, we're probably going to need a CEO to, you know, be able to represent to people that we are a real business, and everybody else goes, not it, no, I was finishing up my drink, and I was just too slow.
That's awesome. Well, of course, I worked at PHP Architect. I was one of the three that ran it before you guys.
Yep.
It was me, Keith, and Marco, and Arby, and Beth was the editor-in-chief.
Right.
And I was the chief marketing officer simply because they said, what do you want your title to be? And I said, I'll do that, because it had very little to do with marketing, but CEO and CTO were taken.
Right.
So, you know, I said, okay, I'll be CMO. So we put about as much thought into it as y'all did. And I'm sure that the title of CEO means about as much as CMO did to me.
Yeah.
You do
possibly
everything
less.
No matter what. So
yeah. Because we're a partnership of four people. And so, you know, it's not like I could actually tell anybody to do anything. And the only employee we have currently is Heather, who you have spoken with. And she's Eli's wife, and so that politically probably would not be good for me to start.
You're probably not going to fire her anytime soon.
No, that's not going to work. So I did also end up taking on some of the HR things, so I tell people when, you know, we're getting inappropriate. But beyond that, it ends up being kind of utility infielder. I focus a lot on consulting now because, PHP Architect is great, but it is not a huge, if anyone thinks they're going to get rich, as you well know, by publishing a magazine, strangely, publishing as a profession is not a robust area anymore.
No.
There's this thing called the internet, and apparently it's disrupting everything.
That's like, you don't write tech books for fortune, you do it for fame.
Yep.
Because if you do it for fortune, you will not, you'll starve.
Right.
You know?
So to supplement that, we're trying to make it, a robust business that people actually find value for and are willing to pay for it, and we think that's actually the truest measure of it is, especially if somebody, you know, is willing to shell out for a book or willing to shell out for a magazine. And that also extends then to when we have trainers or when we have authors, you know, we want to pay them because it just is kind of sense that, you know, they're going to be much more invested in it if we are actually valuing their time and their contribution and the, you know, significant time it takes to put together a topic and put yourself out there like that.
Yeah.
So in addition, we're doing kind of consulting work, and so I had a lot of that. I come from a consulting background, and that was an easy thing for me to kind of basically keep doing. As well as then, you know, I've been helping rewrite some of our trainings, dealing with the training kind of organization and overall strategy. Even though, as I say, Heather actually ends up doing most of the real work, and I just sit around feeling good about our training. So shout out to her for actually making it happen.
Yes, she does a wonderful job. And she and I parallel each other because I do a similar job at Zend. And so I can appreciate what she does.
Yes.
talk to me, because I've been part of PHP Architect, so I understand a lot of the inside baseball and stuff like that, but a lot of people probably don't understand what all goes on. And you're right, it is a money-making venture, but nobody's going to get rich off that.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But what's the biggest thing you've learned now that you're in the publishing industry?
I think a part of it has been the importance of getting a really solid workflow. And that's actually one of the biggest things, because, you know, there, especially if you're trying to do something regular and on a time schedule, like a magazine, then you're definitely going to have to keep all of your articles flowing on a consistent basis, and any one thing could potentially delay an issue. And so we actually ended up changing things up a little bit to where we now bank up things in order to actually, have a little bit of cushion there.
Yeah.
So when things take longer to arrive than we predicted, we actually can go in and say, okay, we still have content. We can put together an issue and get it out. And so it's been a big goal of ours to move
it
up.
Wait. You mean that some authors don't actually deliver on the
deadline? I know, it's strange. Yeah. And sadly, right now, supposedly I'm one of them, because we wanted a true intro book to go with it. And I had this great idea. Oh, okay, I'll do that. And I've gotten about 3/4 of the introduction done. And then I started doing a lot of consulting and I haven't picked it back up. So Oscar is periodically just giving me the evil eye.
Yeah. Now, it is you, Eli White, Oscar, what's Oscar?
Merida.
Oscar Merida, and...
And Kevin Bruce.
Kevin Bruce.
He's our designer, developer, and... so when we originally worked as kind of the core team for Mojo Live, which is a startup around the career space that unfortunately went the way that a lot of startups do, and we really liked working together. And so we decided, okay, this has ended, but rather than all go get normal jobs somewhere, we would make an excellent bespoke application team. And let's figure out something we can do with this, maybe some sort of meta consulting, and we had a few ideas, and we just thought, well, we'll be a good group to get it together and try to make something happen. And then kind of Marco was wanting to move on from PHP Architect, and we had this odd opportunity come up where he reached out and said, hey, would you guys be interested in doing something with this? And we thought, okay. And Eli, of course, jumped at the idea. And my thinking was, wait, I know nothing about publishing. I know nothing about putting on conferences. I know nothing about,
didn't stop Marco.
Books. So. Well, yeah. And but then I realized we actually had, Eli, who had been at Zend and had put on ZenCon twice. And Kevin had actually worked on a magazine and put that out before. So between all of that, we've had, and fortunately Beth came along for a while and was able to ease that transition and provide a lot of historical knowledge. And Marco's been great, about any time we've had a question about why was this set up this way, and because we figure all these things, there must be a reason, and there usually is. And so he'd have and gave us a lot of tips about getting this going. So it ended up, we actually had some of those skills there. That we didn't realize we had to be able to actually take it on and make it work. So it was a bit of a rush out of the gate, and we spent the first year, I think, just trying to catch up and make sure that we actually could keep everything running. And then finally, we're starting to think about changing, growing, putting our own little stamp on it, and trying to tweak here and there, and just adapt for changing times, because things move fast in software, and PHP has been really changing over the last 3 years.
It really has, yeah. Well, that's excellent. And now, one of the things that you've done to expand it and to help improve the community, Heather and I were talking about this, is you've created a new conference.
Right.
Now, by the time this airs, Tech will have already been over, and I'm sure it was an absolute wonderful time, even though I will not be able to be there. Actually, it's probably a better time because I wasn't there. But I'm sure everybody who was there had a great time. But you've got a new conference out. You've just announced the dates for the next year,
right,
called PHP World. Talk to us a little bit about why you created another conference.
So one of the things that I thought about, and so the one thing I do have in my sort of CEO role is thinking about a little bit more long term, and thinking strategically, okay, what are we trying to actually accomplish? Because, you know, we're not obviously, this is not something you take on to make money. Mm-hmm. We could all probably get paid a lot better elsewhere. Even doing some of the same things we're doing, we probably could get paid better. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, there was a question for me of what ties this all together? What do we actually want to get out of it? And so one of the things that had vexed me for a long time when I started getting involved in the PHP community and found out how great it was is that when I was dealing with the different application communities, especially I'd come up, Chop had adopted Drupal, mm-hmm. and so I was familiar with the Drupal community, but I realized there were very few people I knew who crossed from one community to the other.
Right.
And then DC being DC and having some core WordPress people there, I got to meet some of them. And again, there wasn't a lot of crosstalk. A little bit more, but not much. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I think has become our mark on this in the why we get up in the morning has been that there are all these communities doing a lot of PHP, and the core PHP community and these communities didn't used to talk so much to each other.
Right.
And fortunately, and you know, this is not something we can necessarily take credit for, but that has actually started to change. Drupal obviously is very seriously, you know, completely reached out and said, hey, let's take advantage of everything that's going on.
But I will say that that is in large part due to the efforts of Larry Garfield.
Yes.
He has been pushing that hard, and I thank him for it every time.
Absolutely. And so a lot of it has been reaching out to kind of allies in both communities to say. And so one of the first things we did when we did our first tech was to bring in Andrew Nason from WordPress to come in and talk about, okay, why are they doing all the crazy things they do? And talking about it from the very different perspective of somebody trying to maintain an open source project that they want to be able to, one of their goals is it should just be able to drop and deploy anywhere.
Yep.
And that means dealing with all the crazy variations in PHP. And part of it at that conference was he and a couple of the core developers talking about, and even the core developers didn't realize how many things you could actually turn off in PHP and not be able to count on actually existing.
Yeah.
And so I think that sort of conversation and crosstalk has been really healthy in kind of getting both of the communities to understand where each other's coming from, mm-hmm. and for the application communities to understand, you know, PHP wants to kind of move the language forward, and if they're sitting on an old version, that makes it hard because they're the popular things that make people want to use PHP day to day. But at the same time, you know, the core communities want support, the application communities want support from the core community, and there's a tension and balance there, and by having them get together and start to cross-pollinate, then all these people who've been doing all this great work can actually start sharing it. And as I think Drupal, thanks to Larry Garfield and some of the other core devs who've kind of taken it up since then, there's been a lot of, you know, leveraging all that great work that's already been that's already happened. So that was a long way to get to when we wanted to explicitly do something about it. We thought that was a good kind of provocative thing, you know, we did with tech, and we wanted to do something much more intentional. So the idea behind World was, let's get a conference where all of these communities, not just these application communities talking to the core PHP communities, but these application communities talking to one another, because a lot of them are solving a lot of the same problems.
Yep.
So they really benefit from talking to one another. And so we wanted to set up an environment where that's naturally going to happen, where you as an attendee are going to come in, and yes, you're going to get some great talks about whatever technology you use day to day, but you're also going to almost be forced to go and learn something from some of these other people that have been doing really impressive work that also applies to the sorts of things you do, and you may not have even known were out there, and there were solutions for, you know, the sort of problems you're coming up with day to day that somebody else has already done really good thinking about, and maybe it happens that you have something for them that you can tell them about what you've been doing that can really benefit what they have been trying to accomplish, and the two together become a much stronger thing than either of you were separately. So that the whole idea of it is, we have tracks for various application communities and a core PHP track, mm-hmm. but they are not concurrent necessarily. They're all staggered so that everybody is very much encouraged to mix.
Yeah.
We have it similarly to the way Marco had set up tech, where you know we try to keep everybody together so that they're socializing and making those kind of crucial out of the conference talk connections,
yeah.
getting that hallway track that is so really valuable after the conference ends to mix and match these communities and really encourage and deepen that conversation.
Well, I love the fact that there's not a Drupal room and a WordPress room
right.
and a Zen framework room. You have talks on those, but you have to move around. It
yes.
keeps people from siloing,
right.
and that's wonderful.
If you want to sit in one place, you're going to hear a bunch of different things.
Absolutely. I was talking to Heather. I said, to me, it's exciting because it is, within the PHP community, it is a polyglot conference.
Yeah.
You know, you're bringing a bunch of different communities together, but we all have one thing in common. We all have PHP.
Right.
With all its warts, we love it, and that's what we use as our tool. We all face the haystack and needle problem. So,
yes.
You know, but everybody works around it a little bit different. So.
Yep.
But it's a wonderful thing. I want to say thank you for putting that on. I was privileged to be to speak at the first one. I will apply at the second one. I hope to be back.
Awesome.
We had Kathy was able to go with me. We had a wonderful time. I'm going to wrap this up. I'll ask you the same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
Our local user group is DCPHP, and I now kind of run it.
Excellent.
And have been for a little bit now. Our URL, basically, we have DCPHP.net, but really you can just go to Meetup and look up DCPHP, and that's where most of our stuff happens. And there's a lot going on there. And so, yes, if you are at all in the area, please look us up. And if you want to speak, user groups are a great place to do that, and we're always happy to get new speakers going. And that's actually, you know, next month will be a speaker who's never been at a conference or anything before we'll be talking. So,
well, thank you, because I love to see user groups foster new talent and get the new talent out into the speaking circuit. That means I don't have to listen
Absolutely.
To Derek talk one more time on daytime. No, I love you, Derek. I love you. Anyhow, Sandy, I want to take the time to thank you for being here with us on Voices of the Elephant and for everything that you're doing with tech, with PHP Architect, with the publishing, with the training, with PHP World. Thank you for the impact that all of y'all are having on the PHP community.
Absolutely.
It's a very
and,
positive impact.
And thank you very much for, you know, having participated in starting that going. I think it was key for me. I mean, this is actually my second core PHP, non-PHP Architect conference. Because previously, my introduction to the community was through DCPHP and then through the PHP Architect conferences. Tech, I'd been to a couple of times before I was involved with it in any way, and mm-hmm. I was to CodeWorks, and so and just personally what all of you did, you know, being able to speak to you at some of these things, you know, really helped me kind of get into the community, and that was really valuable for me. So thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution No Derivatives Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.